passengers with the camera. If you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 7 of On the Rails with Erk, coming to you from the Puffing Billy Roller here in Melbourne.
Thank you. Did you want to come up and...
Welcome back to episode 7 of On the Rails with Virk, on location today at the Puffing Billy Railroad here in the Dandenong Ranges in Melbourne, or just on the outskirts of Melbourne. We heard the train coming in, locomotive 6A on the front. It was coming in tender first, and now it is just in the background. Now getting a little bit of a service and a toll top up in between journeys. We'll be on the 2:30 journey from Belgrave to Emerald and then back. It takes about an hour in each direction. Now there's actually a front end loader which will be filling the locomotive up with some coal, so it's not 100% authentic, but what they're trying to do is basically restore what it was and how everything would have been basically in the 1920s. Now, to tell you a little bit about the Puffing Billy, or what is now known as the Puffing Billy Railway. The Puffing Billy Railway was one of four low-cost 762mm or 2-foot 6-inch gauges constructed in Victoria in the early 1900s to open up remote areas. The present line through Belgrave and Jembrook, through the forest, fern gullies and farmlands of the magnificent Dandenong Ranges, is the major part of the line that opened on the 18th of December 1900 and operated over 29 kilometres between Upper Fern Tree Cully and Jembrook until 1953. In 1953, a landslide blocked the track, and because of operating losses, the line was closed. Public interest resulted in the formation of the Puffing Billy Preservation Society, whose volunteers, with the blessings of the Victorian Railways and the assistance of the Citizens' Military Forces, bypassed the landslide and reopened the line to Menzies Creek in 1962, Emerald in 1965, Lakeside in 1975, and finally to Gembrook in October 1998. Today, the goods and the livestock have long gone, but the passengers have returned in greater numbers than ever. Today, Puffing Billy is Australia's favourite steam train and one of the finest preserved steam railways in the world. It operates every day except Christmas Day, thanks to the tireless efforts of more than 600 dedicated volunteers. Group bookings on all scheduled trains may be made, and special charter trains for groups of up to 250 are available. Special interest groups can also be catered for with escorted tours. Puffing Billy trains leave from Belgrave, only 40 kilometres or 1 hour east of Melbourne, by car or coach. Easy access is also available by electric train from Melbourne in around 70 minutes, with a short walk from the electric train station to the Puffing Billy station. And of course, you can get these on as part of tours as well. Puffingbilly.com.au is a website to find out more about it. Every day, it's open every day with the exception of Christmas Day, and we're about to go for a ride. What we have to remember is that, yes, it is a heritage railway now. However, in the past, when the line was operating not as a heritage railway, this was a lifeblood for the locals in this area. We're in the middle of the Dandenong Ranges, and with the weather conditions the way that they can be, it's not surprisingly that often the train was the only way in and out. So immediately to the side of the main station here at Belgrave is where the trains are maintained and serviced in between runs, and that's exactly what's happening now. We're about 20 minutes away from our 2:30 departure time. It looks like the refilling of the coal on the engine has been completed. Now there's just a short shunt forward to go before propelling back onto the platform and reattaching to the passenger cars that are here on the platform. Because this is a narrow gauge railway, you don't necessarily have the room that you would do on a standard or a broad gauge system. And of course, the main reason that this line was constructed was for economic reasons, so everything was as small as possible. So hence the rather small sizes of the narrow gauge, or even narrower than narrow gauge, carriages and the like. In something of what could be described as surprising in the current day and age, they actually allow you to have your arms and legs outside the carriage. The carriages are wooden carriages with two doors per carriage on each side, and there's an area where you can sit sideways and basically have your legs outside the train, as if you were riding the carriage side saddle, so to speak. There's a range of people here. It's an August afternoon, a very overcast. Might rain this afternoon, although we're not sure, coming towards the end of the winter period. It's not school holidays or anything like that. There are some overseas tourists here. Indeed, I may indeed be the only Australian here on the train. I believe that this particular trip is very popular with tourist groups and whatnot. And I can understand that because the scenery is spectacular. I actually have done this trip before. Would have been on the first couple of times that I came to Melbourne. I've been coming to Melbourne maybe once a year, once every couple of years, since about 1995, 1996. And I remember that the last time I came here, I basically went straight off the end of the platform, and there was a path down to the Puffing Billy station. Now you have to use the station overpass at Belgrave, and then you have to come down a series of ramps to get to this station. I didn't know that the line to Upper Ferntree Gully was a part of this particular system. So apart from you, I'm also learning things while I'm doing this particular show as well. There's lots of trees around. As you can imagine, being in a mountain range in the Dandenong Ranges, we're just waiting for the locomotive to come back over and attach onto the train. That will happen very, very shortly. So what will happen on this trip is that the locomotive will be facing the right way, so it will be running the way a steam engine should. But I don't think they'll be using a turntable when the train gets to Emerald, so the locomotive will just run around the carriages and then come back tender first, compared to engine first, which was the word I was looking for, which is the way that it'll be running on this particular trip. It's just amazing that around Australia there are operations such as this that are totally run by volunteers. I believe there is a small amount of paid staff here, including the drivers, but the vast majority of the staff on this operation are volunteers, and that's just amazing to think that they can do this each and every, they can run a service each and every day, running multiple times a day, basically in the smell of an oily rag, pun not intended. So there's a lot of people now waiting to board the train. I wouldn't say the train's full by any stretch of the imagination, but there's quite a good load on. So it looks like the driver's just doing a final inspection before it's time to shunt forward and then propel back onto the train. Now the train's just shunting forward until it goes through, again, local terminology varies, crossovers, turnouts, junctions, switches, call them what you will. The guard's already waiting down there, and so the train will pass over the points, the guard will switch the points to the right position, and then the train will reverse back, the locomotive will reverse back to the train. The guard's just throwing the points now. He's in the process of throwing the points now. Okay, hand signal to the driver. And the driver will start to come backwards.
Are you travelling with us today?
Sorry?
Are you travelling with us today?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay.
My
ticket there. There's nobody could.
Oh, okay. No.
I'll do that for you. I don't know if you want that one clipped. I can clip it if you like.
Ah, yes. Souvenir ticket. That's fine. Yes, please.
Whereabouts are you from?
From Sydney.
Sydney. Okay. There we go. There we are. It shouldn't be too
awesome.
Long. They'll bring that loco back now, the green one.
No worries. Awesome.
That went into service in 1901.
Wow. It's amazing.
So it's a pretty old loco.
Yeah. Still running okay, though?
Very well. That's probably the one that's most favoured by drivers. For some reason or other, I love it.
Okay, cool.
It's a nice object. Steams very well.
Nice. It's been a few years since I've been down here, so I'm looking forward to having a look.
10 steam locos in the fleet altogether and 3 diesels. Or 4 diesels if you count the little fellow up at the end of it. It's a small shunting diesel.
Yep. Awesome.
Anyway,
no worries, will do.
You want to record it as well?
Yep.
Oh, great, yeah. I've done that in the past.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I used to do it with a mad English mate. He put one microphone there and another there so you get the Doppler effect when they went through.
Oh, nice.
But not here, that was overseas. Crazy man.
Yeah.
Middle of the winter, wouldn't stop him.
Yeah, that's
middle
it.
Middle of the night.
That's exactly it.
According to get, he would get it.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, mate. That was one of the conductors. I got the microphone in plain view and he had no drummers talking, so I had no troubles recording it.
هذه يا هذه ويا ها وحده هني ما يلعب تنس بس
Now passing the short station of Selby. We're now at our intermediate stop, Menzies Creek. There's another train in the loop waiting to go back to Belgrave, but it had to wait for us to arrive first. Then it can depart from Belgrave, and we can depart for Emerald. The train on the other platform, there's a black locomotive at the front, number 5A. Needless to say, the section between here and Belgrave is single line. Menzies Creek is a great opportunity for people to get off the train and also for the trains to pass each other because of the single line.
Thank you.
get up there. Right.
How do you get it?
Thanks, mate.
هذه الصورة
فين كاتبها؟
بس
هو ساعة. هذه
الموجودة الصورة. هذه ساعة قاعد.
20 صورة.
قل لي لا خايف معي. ها؟ برادين تلبس 5 سنتيمتر وين؟ وين 5 سنتيمتر؟ غير محطة قبل كان يكون محطة انتم شغلين عشان شيء يطلعون يا عجب صعب تقع فيها عجب عجب اللي فيهم قصة
Thank you.
still half an hour.
Now at our destination of Emerald. Certain trains do go past here to the end of the line to Gembrook, but that probably adds another hour in each direction, and you have to be here pretty early for those particular ones. The locomotive is now being filled with water. The standpipe at the end of the platform. The engine will soon detach, run forward, and then run around the engine by the loops and run around sidings. So the engine's gone up past the points. The fireman, or what would be called the second person these days, has got off, changing the points for the runaround road or the loop, just depending on your local terminology. And the train will be coming back shortly, as it is now. Now the locomotive is heading to the other end of the train to attach before it heads back to Belgrave. Top speed, approximately 20 miles an hour is the recommended speed. It is fairly rickety, narrow gauge track, everything of course built to a budget, built on a small scale, and so you can imagine what the conditions would have been like in these ranges, basically, to build this line without all the modern machinery that we have now. But, you know, way back then, to use basically animals and just basically to hand build the thing. our locomotive is back on the main line and will soon be coming into view and attaching to the train again. Now, of course, Emerald can survive. There's buses and a lot of people have got their own cars and that sort of things, and there's trucks for delivering freight. But you can imagine, if you don't look outside the station precinct, you can imagine that this is indeed the 1920s, which is, after all, the aim of the game. Station at Emerald, as you can imagine, is what it probably would have looked like in the 1920s. There is a small shed here where they can store some carriages. However, the vast majority of the servicing, etc., is done back at Belgrave. We've got about another 20 minutes here while the engine runs around, which it has done now. Give people a little bit of an opportunity to get off the train, have a quick look around Emerald. You can see, looking beyond the station precinct, that they do have some of the modern facilities that a quote unquote normal town does have, but if you don't look beyond the trees, you could imagine being here in the 1920s. The majority of the staff that I've seen so far have been very friendly towards the passengers, which is good. I dare say that the attitude here is slightly more relaxed because everything's dedicated to this railway. They're not sharing a railway, for instance, with Metro, where a lot of the Metro rules in relation to safety and whatnot would apply. They can make their own rules, and in fact there's a sign right next to me which has notice: by order, Emerald Tourist Railway Board, bylaw number 2, clause 313, penalty $200. Basically saying no motorbikes, no walking on the tracks, and no horses. Okay, just having a look at the timetable on today, Monday the 26th of August 2013. There were trains from Belgrave at 10:30 to Lakeside. From Belgrave at 12:30 to Lakeside, and this train, D230, from Belgrave to Emerald, departing Belgrave at 2:30, arriving at Menzies Creek at 2:53, departing Menzies Creek at 3 o'clock, and then Emerald at 3:15, heading back in the opposite direction, departing Emerald at 3:45, arriving into Menzies Creek at 3:55, departing 1 minute later, and then arriving back at Belgrave at 4:20.
Still recording?
Yeah.
That was that website?
Yep.
All the timetables on there.
No worries. Awesome. Thank you. Apart from the regular timetable, there's also some special trains which you need advance bookings for. You can wine, dine and celebrate on the dinner and dance train on select Friday and Saturday evenings, or charter on any date for your special occasion. You can also come along on the Steen and Cuisine luncheon train, which operates daily except for Christmas Day. And on today's timetable, that's the 12:30 train out of Belgrade. You can also get on the Off the Rails comedy train. The laughs commence before the train leaves the platform and continues all evening with our talented stand-up comedians, adults only. You can bring the kids to the Day Out with Thomas events in October and November, and the Santa specials in November and December. And the 2013 Great Train Race Fun Run was held on Sunday, May 5th. Now, around here, there's a lot of vegetation, trees, forest, etc. So if there's a total fire ban in the central zone, they'll have diesels running instead of steam engines, which is pretty standard on this sort of operation, with three services from Belgrave to Lakeside at 10:30, 12:30 and 2:30, and departing Lakeside at 12:30, 2:25 and 4:15. If you are in Victoria, or if indeed you do come down to Melbourne, I'd highly recommend you come down and have a ride on the Puffing Billy. Even if you come as far as Emerald, that's a nice length journey that you can get into the journey, have a reasonable amount of time on the train, without necessarily getting bored. If, for instance, you have kids with you or people with short attention spans, of course you can go to pumpingbilly.com.au. They are on the Facebook, they are on the Twitter as well. But overall, if you are into trains, and you obviously are into trains, or you at least like me because you're listening to this, it's a great, maybe if you make it a day, or even basically do what I'm doing, not even a half day, it is still a good experience anyway. Now, of course, one of the major disadvantages of a steam engine is the fact that they are so labour intensive in terms of the operation, maintenance and cleaning compared to a modern train. On this particular train, you've got the driver, and then you've got what would also be called the fireman, or the second person. The fireman on this trip is actually a woman. But I don't think she'd mind being called a fireman on this particular occasion. And then, of course, you've got the conductors and the train staff and the guard. As I said, the majority of them have been really good, really interacting well with the people and people like me, which is great to see.
I assume you're a bit of a train buff.
Oh, you could say that.
Well, it's not often that I receive a certificate for just turning up, but I received a certificate just for turning up. The Puffing Billy Certificate of Appreciation. This is to certify that the holder of this certificate very ably assisted the crew of a Puffing Billy train during a journey on the railway and is now what we've officially designated assistant conductor on the fucking Billy Railway, duly authorised by the station master, signed today's date. That is cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Muchley.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Drive.
We have arrived back at Belgrave, a nice way to spend a few hours of an afternoon or of a morning. Thank you to all the staff here at the Puffin Billy Railway. It was rather awesome to be here, and if you're listening to this and find yourself in Melbourne, it's definitely worth the trip down to Belgrave on the Belgrave line via Metro, and then come aboard Puffing Billy. Anywho, I'm Merck. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. If you are a new listener to this episode, don't forget you can go back and listen to the other episodes as well, including the preview episodes at ontherailswithurk.com, which is a part of Channel Urk, channelurk.com. Anywho, I'm Urk. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time, and this episode terminates here.
Due to defective brakes, the next train does not stop at this platform. Intending passengers should board this train by running down the platform. Doors may not be opened.